家早。
Good morning, everyone.
很高兴再回到你们当中哈。
Very happy to come, return to you.
我想在这个报告当中，很多人都知道我即将开始癌症的治疗。
And so during the sharing that, a lot of people know that I'm going to start my cancer treatment.
我现在看起来是不是很好
？I look pretty good, right?
我刚刚从一个one-week cruise. I just returned from a one-week cruise.
我才从去游轮回来。
这是我的高中的团员哈。
And so it was a high school reunion.
我们在台北的那个北一女中呢，每一年级都大有22班。
And so there, every year in our high school, there are 22 classes.
每一班呢，大有50到60个学生。
And so each class has about 55 to 60 students.
所以我们的学校是很壮大的。
So it's a very big school.
那今年呢，有大概140多位同学，好，从各个地方来到纽约。
And so there are about more than 140 the people came to New York.
然后包括他们的丈夫呢，总共有182位。
Including their husbands, there is about
180. 所以我们在船上玩得十分的快乐。
So we really had a great time on the cruise.
那除了22班之外呢，今年又增加了一班。
And so besides the 22 classes, this year actually added another one.
叫做跟班。
跟班。Oh, so it's the whatever follows.
就是这些老公们哈。
So I will talk about those husbands who just follow their wives.
那么在这边很简短的跟大家报告一下。
And so I just want to give you a very short report.
就是我的这个多发性骨髓癌呢。
So my myeloma.
过去几年那个数字就不断的慢慢的攀升。
And so the number in the lab continued to rise.
那今年的九月份，医生说你攀升的这个高度呢，要去开始治疗了。
And so September, my doctor actually told me that because the number, you need to start a chemo.
那自从我知道这件事时候，我开始非常非常的好啊。
So once I found it, I feel pretty good.
I've been trying to behave well.
So she tried to behave well.
我每天开始晨走哈，走路。
So I walk daily.
然后呢，所有的甜食都不吃。
I get rid of all my desserts.
啊，吃我所认为对我的身体好的东西。
I only take whatever I think is good for me.
好好睡觉。
And really sleep well.
好，心情愉快。
And have a good good mood.
本来就是安排好的旅游呢，我先说你大概不要去了哈。
And so there are all kind of excuses that my husband said not to go.
但是我说我要去，他会说我心情更好。
And so for that reason, that if I go to the cruise, that will make me happier.
我就尽量做我知道该做的。
I try to do the things I know is good for me.
然后我要求医生在做这个化疗之前再做一次检查。
So I ask the doctor to run the test one more time.
我要确定这个数字会不会降下来。
I want to make sure that number maybe come down.
但是昨天上网查的结果呢，反而高升了。
So yesterday, the number actually continued to rise.
所以我知道哈，就是这个化疗是我必须接受的。
So I know that I have to accept the chemo.
所以我心里也很有平安。
I have a lot of peace inside.
你知道13年以前我得这个病的时候。
And so with 13 years ago, I found out I had a myeloma.
那是非常辛苦的一年。
And it was a very difficult year.
但是在那一年当中呢，我特别经历了神的慈爱跟怜悯。
For that year, I experienced that God's mercy and grace.
从他的话语当中，我获得了力量，也获得了盼望。
So from His words, I received the strength and also the hope.
然后圣灵会在出其不意的时候呢，对我说话来鼓励我。
And the Holy Spirit continued to give me words that to encourage me.
所以虽然那是非常艰苦的一年
，So even although it's a very difficult year,
但是在灵性上面呢，却是 most rewarding year for me.
在 灵里面对我来讲有很大的帮助，
所以我感谢神哈。再一次的试炼来了，我相信神的恩典慈爱还是照样的会尾随着我。
So thank to the Lord, even though I have to go through the chemo again, I'm sure that God will be with me.
所以我非常谢谢各位的祷告。
I really want to thank all of you that have been praying for me.
但是你们不需要担心。
I don't want you to worry about.
就是为我祷告，然后我们一起来观看神的作为。
And just continue to pray for me and continue to observe God's word.
好，那么我现在回顾一下好上次的信息。
And so I want to look back the last few times while I share with you.
我第一次跟大家来分享这篇信息的时候呢
，The first time I share with you,
我说我跟大家提到好圣殿在历史中的进展。
I talk about progression of the temple throughout history.
而教会基督徒呢，现在就是上帝的殿。
And the Christians are the temple of God.
然后我也提到耶稣基督现在是这个殿的根基。
And Jesus Christ is the foundation of the temple.
而我们是，他是我们生命成长改变的依据跟策略。
So is the basis of our growth and transformation in our life.
神永恒的心意呢，是要我们越来越像我们的主耶稣基督。
And God's heart wants us to be more like Jesus.
所以我们要依据耶稣基督的样式来建造我们的生命。
So we might build our life based on the likeness of Jesus Christ.
那第二次跟大家讲到的时候呢
？And second time I've shared with you.
我提到什么是金银宝石和草木禾秸的建造。
So what does it mean to build with a gold, silver?And the precious stone verse.
大家特别记得哈，我说金子的建造是怎么样？我们的信心不断的被熬炼。
And so we talk about what, how the gold being built is talk about our faith will be tested.
而银子的建造是怎样？我们的生命不断不断的被神来洁净，更有他的样式。
And silver is like our life has been continued to be cleansed by the Lord.
而宝石的建造是怎么样？当我们的生命被神调冶雕钻之后。我们的侍奉发出那个生命的光彩。
And so the precious stone may continue to be molded so I can shine.
那有一天，上帝要验收我们建造的工程。
So one day God's going to inspect our work.
那今天呢，我们进到第三讲哈。
So today we're going to go to the third topic.
第三讲有三大主题。
And so there are three main points.
我们建造的目的呢，是要建立强壮、荣耀的教会或信徒，来彰显上帝的荣耀。
So the purpose of a building is to establish a strong and a glorious church.
那第二点就是呢，建造教会或是建造信徒之间彼此劝诫、造就的重要性。
And the second one talk about how we build each other.
那第三点呢，就是保罗对建造有他的警告。
And the thirdly is talk about Paul's warning.
好，所以让我们先一起来祷告。
And so let's pray first.
亲爱的天父，我们再一次感谢你把圣经关于建造的这个主题讲得这么清楚。
And Lord, we just want to thank you for speaking to us and explain the glorious building so clearly.
当保罗在各个地方建立教会的时候。
When Paul started building the church in all the places,
你借着圣灵教导他许多关于教会建造的真理。
So Holy Spirit, you have taught him what's the truth of building churches.
所以求主今天借着保罗的话语也来对我们说话。
And so Paul's words that continue to speak to us.
愿主的圣灵与我们同在。
The Holy Spirit will be with us.
他借着你的话语就是我们最好的教师。
And through your words, that is he is the best teacher.
也让我们能够留心听。
And we can pay attention to listen.
能够心里明白。
And understand our hearts.
神你最美好的心意。
Your best, that what you want, the best for us.
谢谢主。
We want to thank you.
我们将感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of the Lord of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，首先我们来读一段圣经，在哥林多前书第六章十九节。
And first, let's read the First Corinthians and chapter 6, 19 to 20.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗
？Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit？
这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里面的。
And who is in you, whom you receive from God？
并且你们不是自己的人。
You are not your own。
好，你们不是自己的人。
You are not your own。
二十节，因为你们是重价买来的。
You are bought by at a price。
所以他的目的是什么呢
？And what is the purpose？
所以要在你们的身子上。荣耀神。
So therefore, honor God with your bodies.
因为神把你买来。
And God has paid a big price.
他有一个目的。
He has a purpose.
就是借着你这个更新的生命来荣耀他。
So you renew life that to glorify him.
他现在是我们生命的主人。
And he is the master of our lives.
所以我们要做他合他心意的事情。
We need to do whatever pleasing him.
所以建造的目的，好，我们第一大点。
And so what's the purpose of the building?
是建造一个强壮荣耀的教会
is to build a really strong glorious church
来彰显上帝的荣耀
and to manifest God's glory
这是要靠群体的力量
and that is we need a community
靠一个人是做不来的
and just depend one person we cannot do it
所以我们读到在以弗所书第四章十一到十三节
and so when we read Ephesians chapter 4:11-13.
所以上帝在这个教会里面呢，放下一些他非常有恩赐的人。
And God has given the gifts to different people.
为了慢慢的把教会建造起来。
And to equip those people to build the church.
而且帮助信徒们在真道上能够成长。
And so help the church continue to grow.
所以他们可以逐渐担当起神所给的使命。
So they can bear that responsibility that God has entrusted to us.
那这么做怎么样？就在身子上荣耀神。
And so through that, our body can glorify God.
好，所以我们来读一下以弗所书四章十一到十三节。
So let's read Ephesians chapter 4:11-13.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的。好，我们停一下哈。
So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists,
有牧师和教师,
and the pastor and teachers,
为要成全圣徒,
to equip his people,
各尽其职,
for work of service,
建立基督的身体,
so the body of Christ will be built up.
好,你们这边等一下,要成全圣徒,
and so it's talk about, try to build the body of Christ.
圣徒是谁?
Who are those saints?
是不是就是我们在座的每一位
？Is every one of you here？
好，所以教会礼拜天有牧师来讲道。好
，So on Sunday there are pastor probably preaching。
有宣教士来分享他们在侍奉工厂的经历。
And missionaries share their mission works。
好，主日学有教师在教导。
And we have a teacher in Sunday school。
目的是什么
？What is the purpose？
就是要成全，要装备你。
And to equip his the saints。
让我们慢慢能够做到我们个人的责任。
And so we can bear our own responsibility.
这样我们就把基督的身体建立起来。
So we can build up Christ's body.
好，然后有一个目标哈，就是只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
And so there's a purpose. That goal is until we reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God.
认识神的儿子，得以长大成人。
And so know him and become mature.
满有基督长成的身量。
Attain the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
当我们能够按照神的教导来做的时候，
If we can do it according his teaching,
我们就会发觉这个群体在一起的美好。
And we can see that community is so beautiful.
你也会想要去更多认识这个信仰的那个内涵是什么。
And you really want to know the true essence of this faith.
现在油管上哈，网络上有很多很多很多教导的资料。
And so on the YouTube, there's a lot of teaching materials.
好，假如说你觉得自己在教会听得不够。
And so if you don't feel that you're learning enough from the church.
教会只是礼拜天在这边传递信息。
And we'll only share the message on Sunday.
你可以上网去找到一些很好的圣经教师。
And you can find a lot of good Bible teachers on
YouTube. 这样能够装备你自己。
And continue to equip you.
在真道上怎么样？越来越成熟。
And so you will mature in his truth.
而且借着很多人不同的经历呢，我们更多的认识神的儿子耶稣基督。
And so other people experience, we can know God better.
我们就有信心，我们会慢慢长大。
And we have the faith, we will continue to grow.
满有基督长成的身量。
And so we reach the whole measure of fullness of Christ.
那基督长成的身量是什么一回事呢？
So what does that mean?
你记得路加福音说耶稣在小的时候。
And if you remember the book of Luke, talk about when Jesus was a young boy.
好，是神说他爱人爱神的心都增长，还有他的智慧身量都一起增长。
He continue to grow in loving God and loving people.
所以每耶稣基督他也是这么成长的，他爱神爱人，他的智慧跟他的身量都一起长大。
And Jesus Christ was the same that he continued to grow loving people and loving God.
当每位信徒都走在神的这个心意中的时候，
If every believer walk in God's heart,
他们每个信徒都会有担当。
And so they bear the responsibility.
他们去执行上帝的大使命跟上帝的大诫命。
And they will commit to fulfill the great commandment and a commitment.
The great commission and the great commitment. Yes. 好，那上帝的大使命是什么呢？
So why is God's the great commandment?
圣经说的非常清楚，在马太福音28:19。
And so it's in Matthew chapter 28:19.
说你们要去。
So therefore, go
使万民做我的门徒
and make disciples of all nations,
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
baptize them in the name of Father,
凡我所吩咐你们的
so everything I have teach you,
都要教训他们遵守
and to ask them to follow,
我就常与你们同在
I'll be with you,
直到世界的末了
until the end of the world.
所以从这段经文当中我们看出来教会能够荣耀神 的一个方式呢？
So one of the way that we glorify God is
就是要去传福音，
is to preach in the gospel，
去造就门徒，
and to build the disciples，
为他们施洗，
and baptize them，
教导他们真理，
and teach them the truth。
假如教会能够执行这个大使命，
And if the church can fulfill this commandment,
教会就有它存在的价值。
And there's a value how the church exists.
我们大家再想一想哈，教会的价值在哪里？
So I want to ask you to think about what is the value of the church.
是不是就是为这个世界带来希望？
Isn't we want to bring hope in this world?
把耶稣的救恩带到这个世界上来，
and to share the salvation with others，
让他们能够走到生命的道路上，
so people can know God and walk in the Lord，
他们知道自己从哪里来，
and they know where they came from，
他们活着为什么，
and why they live，
他们将来要往哪里去，
where are they going，
在他们迷茫失落的时候，
when they're lost，
他们知道怎么样靠着与神的关系胜过人生的这些事，
and they can overcome when they are in difficulties，
他们也知道在人生的在生活的各个层面。
And so they know in all their different levels of the life.
这就是教导进来的时候。
And
teaching comes in.
And when the teaching comes in,
就是你如何做父母亲。
How do you become a good parent?
如何做儿女。
How to become children.
如何做一个对社会有用的人。
And how can you contribute to the society?
如何在神的国度里面发展你的恩赐。
And how can you develop your gifts in God's kingdom?
因为爱神的缘故。
Because when you love God,
我们就会去执行。
And we're willing to do it.
所以教会一定要千万千万记住它存在的价值是什么。
So we gotta remember what is the value why church exists.
好，那大诫命是什么呢？
So what is a great commandment?
好，记载在马太福音第22:36。
So in Matthew chapter 22,
有人问耶稣。
And somebody asked Jesus.
夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？
Teacher, Which one is the greatest commandment in the law?
耶稣对他说，
And Jesus said to him,
你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with your soul and with all your mind.
这是诫命中的第一且是最大的。
This is the first and greatest commandment.
其次也相仿。
And the second is like it.
就是要爱人如己。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
All the law and the prophet hang on those two commandments.
你觉得这一句诫命当中什么字最突出？
So which words that really stand out to you?
就是爱这个字。
Is the word love?
爱神。
Love God.
爱神，爱人。
Love God and love people.
当然也要爱自己。
And also love yourself as well.
爱自己也相当重要哈。
And it's very important to love yourself.
那出于这个爱的关系啊，
Because it's from love.
教会开始发展出他的事工来荣耀神。
And because through his love that we can have a ministry in the church.
我们有对神的侍奉。
And we have continue to serve the God, serve God.
我们也有对人的服事。
And we also serve people.
好，教会发展事工就是根据爱神跟爱人而来。
And so it is that because the ministry is based on God's love to love people.
所以我们可以看看我们教会哈，我们有崇拜。
And so look at our church. There's a worship.
崇拜就是对神表达我们的爱心。
Is to tell God how we love Him.
教会有教导，有门徒造就。
And there's a teaching and disciple training.
就是为了帮助大家更多的知道怎么去爱神。
And then to help each other to know how we can love God.
教会有一个宣教，有一个外展的事工。
And there's a missions outreach.
就是教会存在的目的要向人传这个福音。
And the why church exists is preaching the gospel.
教会也有团契，有小组的聚集。
And there's a fellowship and small group.
来达成一个牧养、关怀、彼此带到、彼此相爱的目的。
So we can reach how we can learn to love each other.
所以爱神跟爱人就展现在教会所推动的事工的里面。
So is that we how we love God and love people is manifest through those things.
所以信徒参与在所有的这些事工当中。
So when the believer participates in those ministry,
他不但造就自己
，and besides building themselves up.
他也造就他人
They're also building others
在爱的里面开始成长
And growing in love
好，那这一句话非常非常重要
This is extremely important
是以弗所书4:16
And it's Ephesians chapter 4:16
全身都靠他联络的合适
And so from him the whole body joined and held together
上帝不是给每一个人同样的恩赐。
God does not give everyone the same gifts.
就像刚刚保罗提到的，有使徒，有先知，有教师，有牧师。
And so there's a pastor, there are prophets and teachers.
那另外的经文提到有讲道的。
And there's a preachers.
有服侍的。
And the service.
有关怀的。
And care.
有很愿意施舍的
and willing to give,
还有连续人的
and compassion,
还有管理行政的
and administration.
这就是所谓的全身靠他联络的合适。
So that means how the whole body can join and help together.
那这些人所有的运作在一起呢，怎么样呢？就是教会开始活起来。
And so when we join together, you can see the church is lively.
然后下一句话，百节各按各职。
And so grow, build itself up, love, and each part does it work.
我们每个人啊，都要知道神给你的恩赐跟你的位分是什么。
So everyone need to know what your position and your gift that God has given to you.
我们当中多少人知道自己神给你的恩赐是什么？
How many people know what gifts that you have that
God has given to you? 不需要告诉我，你知道你就举手，请你举手。
You don't need to tell me, but if you know it, raise your hands.
好像只有一半哦。
And only 50% of people know what your gifts are.
好，那那些不太清楚的人呢？
Well, how about those people did not raise hands?
假如你要在你的身子上荣耀神，
If you want to glorify your, glorify through your body,
你必须认真的对待这件事情。
You have to really seriously looking at this thing.
因为圣经告诉我们，圣灵给每个人都至少有一种恩赐。
And in according to the Bible, that Holy Spirit has given people at least one
即使是伸出一个帮助的手啊，
and even reach out to help someone.
假如你经常提醒自己，我今天可以帮助谁？
And if you remind yourself often that how can I help people daily?
这也是神给你的事工。
And this is the ministry that God has entrusted you.
你不要想说每个人都可以站到台上分享啊，讲道啊。
And don't think everybody can stand here and to preach.
不是这样的哈。
Not necessarily.
因为教会也需要你。
The church needs you.
所以联络的合适，百节各按各职。
And so we enjoy and help together.
好，照着个体的功用彼此相助。
And by every supporting ligament, grow and build itself up in love.
便叫身体渐渐增长。
So the, all the parts does it work.
我告诉你。
I'm telling you.
假如教会不增长的话。
If a church does not grow.
首先你必须反省你自己。
The first, you need to examine yourself.
你是不是尽到了身为这个身体里面一个肢体该做的这个功用？
What have you fulfilled the responsibility as a part of a body?
你是不是帮助这个身体哈，在慢慢强壮的增长？
Are you helping this community to grow?
好，所以大家好，要好好去思考这些问题，因为有一天神要你交账的。
And so I really want to think about one day we're going to face the Lord.
好，那个我上次已经跟大家提过了哈。
And so I have shared that with you in the past.
好，最后一句话我觉得非常非常重要。
And the last part is extremely important.
以前我会想哦，在恩赐当中建立自己。
And very often in the past, I would say maybe to build up in our gifts.
好，在才能当中建立自己。
Or our talents.
但是圣经这边讲得很清楚，要在爱中建立自己。
But here say grow and build yourself up in love.
啊，为什么这句话对我来说变得那么重要呢
？Why does that this phrase have been so important to me？
因为保罗在哥林多前书十三章这么讲。
And in, because Paul have said that in Corinthians,
chapter 13.
Chapter 13.
Yeah. 他说，如果我可以像先知讲道哈
，Even I can be like a prophet to speak，
却没有爱
，without love，
我就成了明德罗想的拔一般。
And so it's just a Sounding
symbol and
symbol, right, and gone.
啊，一点意思都没有。
And does not help.
假如我知道所有的奥秘
，Even I know all the mystery,
却没有爱
，without love,
我也算不得什么。
I'm nothing.
假如我可以啊，热情啊，把自己的身体给烧了
，And even I can burn up myself,
却没有爱
，but without love,
我仍然是一无所有
，is nothing.
所以在我们的服事当中
so in our service,
我们不只是要说用自己的恩赐 来帮助这个教会
not only use our gifts to help the church,
你发现你真正长大的时候
and when you realize you're growing,
在基督里长大的时候
in Christ,
是你的爱 在成长。
Is your love has been grown?
因为我们所有的事工都是基于对神的爱、对人的爱来做。
So our ministry is all based on loving God and loving people.
所以保罗在哥林多前书十三章最后说：“好，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。”
And so in the last and the first Corinthians chapter 13, there's a hope and there's faith.
但是其中最大的是爱。
The greatest is love.
啊，圣经也说好，不爱弟兄的。就没有神在他的心中。
And so the people who do not love brothers that do not have a love in love of God.
所以我们可以回想自己的服事。
And looking at our service.
我也常常回想我以前年轻的时候的服事。
And very often I look at myself when I was younger.
很多时候是凭着自己的才干、自己的恩赐在做事情。
And very often I serve according to my ability and my talent.
但是我的爱，我不觉得我有长大。
But my love did not grow.
所以后来我会觉得有点虚幻。
So then later, I feel there was a little bit lost.
所以后来我觉得我的那个生病那段期间对我来说是一个很大的帮助。
So when I was sick, that was a big turning point for me.
因为在我生病当中呢，我完全感受到神无条件的爱跟他的怜悯。
So because I experienced God's unconditional love and compassion.
那个时候我知道我不是要靠着服事来取悦神。
And at that time, I finally realized it's not serving to pleasing God.
而是靠着神爱我。
And it's because God loves me.
我来回应他的爱。
So I'm responding to his love.
所以后来服事就变得很轻省。
And so lately, then later that my serve become lighter.
耶稣说我的心里柔和谦卑，对不对？
I'm humble that in my heart.
好，你们当父我的轭，学我的样式哈。
And so you should be more like me.
这样你们就可以到我这里来得安息。
So you can come to me.
所以他说我的担子不是重的。
So the burden is not heavy.
我的轭是轻省的。
And it's very light.
所以当我们有爱，我们有神的爱，我们出于爱来服侍的时候
，We have God's love to serve Him.
就变成一种喜乐了。
And become a joy.
而不是一个重担了。
And become a burden.
所以这是一个很非常非常重要的功课。
And that is a very important lesson for every one of us.
我花了很多时间才学到这一点。
And it took me for a long time to learn that.
所以最后这一句话在爱中建立自己呢，就捕捉到我的眼睛。
And so the here capture my eyes talk about building self up in love.
所以就姐姐我把这一点分享给你哈，希望你抓到这个秘诀。
So I share this with you so you can learn the secret.
好，那么现在我要提一个也是在教会建造中非常非常重要的课题。
And the second one is talk about the very important things that you're building the church.
就是信徒之间彼此劝诫彼此造就的重要性。
And so it's how important is mutual admonition and edification.
彼此哈 ，one another 这个词呢，在新约出现大概有100次。
So this word mutual appear in the Bible about more than 100 times.
那信徒的相交
，and talk about fellowship.
信徒彼此互相的调整调和
，and how we harmonious interaction.
在教会哈，在信徒的建造上呢，也扮演非常重要的角色。
Play a very important role in the building of the church.
我们在圣经上读到常常这个彼此讲的是什么呢
So when we talk about what's the meaning of a mutual
就是彼此相爱啦
And talk about love one another
好彼此担当啦
Bear one another's burden
好彼此饶恕啦
Forgive one another
或是彼此服侍啊
Serve one another
就好像耶稣跟门徒相处在一起的时候他们所做的
And just like Jesus interact with his disciple what he did
他们的生命啊，在相连的关系中就被改变了。
So their life has been transformed in the connected relationship.
啊，我觉得教会在小组里面呢，就最能够达到这个功用。
And so I feel the church when we have small group can achieve that goal.
因为在小组里面人数比较少。
And through the small group we have less people.
你不但分享你对圣经的得着。
And you can share what you have learned from the Bible.
你更是分享生活当中碰到的实际的问题。
And you can also share that difficulty in your life.
好，那借着彼此带导
And through each other, the mutual praying.
彼此的鼓励
Continual encouragement.
彼此的相爱
And love one another.
哎呀，你就得到安慰，得到力量
And you've been comforted and been strengthened.
好，然后碰到生活中的难题的时候
When we're meeting difficulties.
如果是难解决的话
If it's very hard to resolve.
你可以带到牧者的面前来
And you can bring it to the pastor
寻求一些智慧的建议
And seeking some wise suggestions
所以 教会圣经上提到教会 都是一个群体。
And every time we talk about church, talk about community.
不是一个人。
Not one person.
我们有一个人独处的重要性。
There's important that we need to be alone.
但是在教会这个群体当中呢？
In the church, this community.
这是上帝所看重的。
And this is something God really care.
因为我们是神的家人。
Because we are the family of God.
我们就是一家人。
We are the family.
所以我也劝在座，如果你目前还没有参加小组。
So I really suggest you, if you have not joined a small group,
你要想想看好，我要试图去参加一个小组。
And just really think about, is there a really a good group for me to join?
有些基督徒呢，好像觉得自己崇拜就好了，自己信就好了。
And a lot of people think, I just need to believe, I just need to worship by myself.
好，你这样想呢，真的不是合乎圣经的教导。
And this is not what the Bible teach.
圣经常常教导不要停止聚会。
And the Bible taught we do not stop meeting.
但是今天呢，我不讲这么多彼此的事情。
And today I'm not going to talk about each other.
I won't talk so much about one another.
Okay.
我不会讲太多关于彼此怎么样怎么样怎么样的事情哈。
And so we'll talk about one another.
我只强调两件事情。
I'm going to emphasize two things.
就是罗马书十四章十九节说的。
And so in the Roman chapter 14, verse 19,
他说我们务要追求和睦的事与彼此建立德性的事。
So let's pursue what makes for peace and for mutual building.
所以我今天就要讲两件事情。
So I want to talk about two things.
就是第一，追求和睦的事。
The first is pursuing peace.
第二是彼此建立德性的事。
And building virtue among each other.
好，我们看一下铁上罗尼迦。五章十一节怎么说好
？And so let's Thessalonians and 5:11.
说你们该彼此劝慰
，and therefore encourage each other，
互相建立
，and build each other up，
正如你们素常所行的。
Just in fact you're doing。
好，为什么和睦这么重要呢
？Why is that getting along is so important？
我们中国有一句话说
，and in Chinese saying。
家和万事兴。
If you have peace in the family, that everything will be
everything will prosper.
Everything will prosper.
Right. 教会也是一样。
The same as the church.
好，教会合一了。
And so when the church unified,
它的力量就不会被分散。
And their strength will not be divided.
好，他就可以专心的做他教会应该做的事情。
They will focus on what things need to be done.
太多的不好的不和睦的事情把你的时间精力都瓜分了
and otherwise we will be distracted by those things
我们就没有办法做神要我们做的事情
we cannot do the things what God wants us to do
而我们人的人性呢
and in human nature
常常容易受伤
and we easily hurt
在受伤的时候呢我们如果不学到没有学习怎么去饶恕人
and so during when we hurt we do not learn that how to forgive
我们不知道怎么样退让一步。
We do not know we need to step back.
我们不知道怎么样去了解别人的状况。
And we don't try to understand what the other person's condition.
我们不知道怎么样略过表面看的事情呢，去看到它背后的因素。
We are not looking what is the really inside, what's the real story.
我们就很容易有苦毒。
And so we will have a bitterness.
好，记恨。
And hatred.
然后就失去了和睦
，and lose that the peace。
你不晓得教会有多多少少不和睦的事情，导致教会的分裂，导致教会的软弱。
And you will not know that there's how much that the church not getting along that and the church has been divided。
这是事实啊。
And this is the fact。
所以我今天要特别提出，彼此和睦的事情是多么重要。
So it's so important we need to pursue in peace.
好，彼此建立德性的事情也是多么的重要。
And how we can build each other in the building a virtue among each other.
好，我们看一下以弗所书第四章二到三节，好，保罗的劝诫。
And so let's look at Ephesians chapter 4:2-3.
以弗所这个教会呢？
The Church of Ephesus
是保罗非常钟爱的一个教会。
And this church that Paul really loved.
在使徒行传里面
，In Acts，
他告诉我们，保罗在这个地方，在以弗所这个地方花了大概两年的时间。
And Paul actually spent 2 years in that location.
哎呀，去教导他们。
And to teach them.
去建立他们
to build them up.
啊，要离开的时候呢，设立长老来继续带领他们。
And when he left, I built the elders.
啊，临行的时候在海口的地方。When he left, 好，他跟他们分别的时候流眼泪哦。
And he was crying when he left.
啊，很舍不得。
And he just very difficult for him to leave.
虽然在以弗所传福音当初遇到了很大的困难。
Even though he suffered a lot of difficulty when he tried to preach the gospel.
但是他渐渐跟这个教会产生很接近的一个关系。
But he built a really intimate relationship with the church.
那这个教会以弗所书，你看以弗所书一开头讲的是多么高深的道理啊。
And so if you read the Ephesians is talk about really, really high, mysterious, truth.
他们这个教会得到很好很好属灵的教导。
And they have received wonderful spiritual teaching.
但是来到实际生活应用的时候。
But when they apply in their lives.
从第四章一开头。
And so in the chapter 4.
到第四章一结尾。
And to the end.
这么好的一个教会。
This is a wonderful church.
我们听听保罗对他还有什么样的劝导。
And so let's see what God, the apostles still teach them.
好，在第四章二到三节。
And chapter 4, 2 to 3.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
And complete, humble, gentle, and be patient.
用爱心互相宽容。
And bear with one another in love.
用和平彼此联络。
Make every effort to keep the unity.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Of the spirit through the bond of peace.
呀，保罗深深的知道。
And Paul knew.
尽管他给他们有这么好的这个基础的教导。
Even though he had built a really good foundation for them.
他们在他们的性情上。
But in their own characters.
哎呀，有好多好多要学习的。
There's so much to learn.
用爱心互相宽容。
And so talk about that, really to keep the unity of spirit through the bond of peace.
Yeah, 用和平彼此联络。
And so to make every effort to keep the unity.
谦虚温柔忍耐。
Humble, gentle, and be patient.
我们可以这么学吗？
Can we learn as well?
我们愿意这么学吗？
Are we willing to learn that?
啊，你知道这样的重要性啊。
And you know the importance of this.
然后我们看到到第四章的最后，他又来了一次。
So in the end of the chapter 4, he reminded them again.
可见这件事情的重要性。
And so you know how important it is.
好，在第四章三十一到三十二节。
And at the verse 31 to 32.
好，一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、恼闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
So get rid of all the bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice.
并要以恩慈相待。
And be kind and compassionate to one another.
有怜悯的心。
And forgiving one another.
彼此饶恕。
And to forgive each other.
正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
As in Christ God forgive you.
你看看保罗是不是很真诚的在劝他们。
And you can see Paul so sincerely to help them.
好，所有出于人性的这种负面的情绪啊。
And so all from the human negative emotions.
我们要认知。
We need to recognize it.
要把它 hold 住。
And we need to hold it.
好，然后当然圣经也告诉我们假如人跟人之间有嫌隙应该怎么处理。
And then God also teaches us if we have difficulty among each other, how we can handle it.
好，所以要有取代以恩慈以怜悯相待。
And be kind and compassionate to one another.
然后彼此饶恕。
And forgiving each other.
在你的心里面有没有谁让你觉得有疙瘩你不愿意饶恕的？
And so in your heart, there's someone really bother you, you don't want to forgive.
我记得我神学院的那个院长哈，刘富里牧师。
And so when I was studying in the seminary school, the president of the seminary school,
Felix Liu, huh?
Felix Liu.
他也来我们这边带过一次培灵会。
He came to our church once.
他常常问一句话。
He very often asked one thing.
他说有什么你不能为了耶稣放下的呢？
Is there anything you cannot let go for Jesus?
好，所以我们自己心里知道哈。
We all know.
因为假如你把别人的用别人的过错来惩罚自己。
And so sometimes through other people's mistake to punish yourself.
这是很不明智的一件事情，对不对？
It's not wise at all.
而且因为某个人你觉得冒犯了你。
If someone offended you.
你心里很不爽。
And you're not happy.
但是你不愿意原谅的话。
And you will not forgive that person.
那这个人的这种行为呢怎么样？ 变成影响你的一个力量。
And that person's behavior has deeply affected you.
你也失去了自由。
And you lost the freedom as well.
所以最好的一件事就是学主耶稣。
And so the best thing is to imitate Christ.
我记得我上次讲到的学耶稣的时候，我讲到他是一个救赎主，对不对
？And I talk about Christ, talk about he's a savior.
他救赎主最大的一个表现怎么就是饶恕罪人。
And is the biggest manifestation of a savior is to forgive sinners.
所以如果我们要学耶稣
，if we want to be more like Jesus,
就像这节经文说的
，just like this verse saying,
好，主怎样饶恕了你们，你们怎样饶恕人
？So how God has forgive you, we need to forgive others.
好，所以在哥罗西书呢
，in Colossians,
在三章十三节也这么说
，and chapter 3 verse 13,
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容。
Bear with each other and forgive one another. Any one of you has a grievance against someone.
好，彼此饶恕。
And need to forgive each other.
好，主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
好，所以我们现在哈，就是心里面，假如你有任何的不愉快。
So if there's something in your heart is not pleasant or you're not happy about.
想想主耶稣怎么饶恕我。
And think about what Jesus forgave you.
我们去饶恕人。
And we need to learn how to forgive.
在我年做一个很年轻的基督徒的时候
，When I was a young Christian,
我这个人呢也是斤斤计较的。
I'm very critical.
当彼得问耶稣说：“我应该饶恕我的弟兄多少次的时候
？”When Peter said, "How many times I need to forgive my brother?"
七次吗？
七十次
吗
？How many times?
耶稣说什么？70个7次。
70 times 7.
哇，好多次哦！所以我开始数。
And so many times, so I start count.
我就数说，哎，我饶恕这个人多少次
？So I will start count how many times I will forgive that person.
我饶恕人多少次
？And I forgive that person how many
times? 如果到了490次，我就可以不饶恕了。
So maybe after 490 times, I don't have to forgive that person.
我真的是这么斤斤计较的在算哦。
I was really serious counting that.
但是后来我想
，But then later,
主耶稣饶恕我几次
？How many times God has forgiven me?
哇，远远超过490次
，far exceeding 490。
所以那个时候我就不算了哈。
And so I stopped counting.
人就是这么的斤斤计较。
And so sometimes we just keep counting those things.
所以为了主耶稣的榜样
，so because his example for us，
也为了主耶稣的缘故
，because of him，
让我们放下所有的嫌隙。
And so we need to put down that the things that against each other，
所有人与人之间的不愉快。
And any grievance we have for others,
让我们重新从这些捆绑当中得到自由
，and become free from those bondage.
好，那我们现在就是彼此饶恕。现在谈谈彼此建立德性的事。
And then let's talk about building virtue among each other.
好，那这边注意好，这个多少这个心在这个些经文里面。好，我们看一下哥罗西书三章十二到十六节。
Then let's look at Colossians chapter 3, 12 to 16.
所以你们既是神的选民
，If you are God's chosen people，
圣洁蒙爱的人
，Holy and dearly loved，
啊，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
Close yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience。
啊，我们当然，我们中文加上了心哈。
And so here, there's a talk about heart。
那当然，英文本身没有，就是说你那些品性里面呢，有怜悯。恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐
，and talk about those characters that inside those characters, including compassion, kindness, humility, and gentleness.
那这些呢，就都是德性
，and those are the good virtues.
好，在这一切之外，要存着爱心
，and above all those virtues, put in love.
爱心就是联络全德的
，and those are bind them all together.
所以这边加上爱心
，here add love.
要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主
，and let Christ rule in your hearts。
所以这边有一个平安的心。
Here talk about peace。
你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
And so you are being called, so need to be thankful。
所以这边又加上一个感谢的心。
Here thankful heart。
好，除了在德性上有这么多的学习之外
，besides those virtues that we need to learn。
好，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
So let the message of Christ dwell among you richly.
用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导、互相劝诫、心被恩感、歌颂神。
As you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit.
好，所以大家如果可以把哥罗西书这段经文背下来的话
，If you can memorize this passage.
你就知道我们怎么样朝这个建立德性的方向去走。
And you know the direction how we can build the virtue among each other.
我有怜悯的心吗？
Do I have a compassion?
我是不是有恩慈的心？
Do I have a kindness?
有没有谦卑？
Do I have a humility?
有没有温柔？
And gentleness.
有没有忍耐？
And patience.
有没有爱心？
Do I have love?
有没有平安？
Do I have peace?
有没有感谢？
And thankfulness.
你有没有发现这所有的这些描写都跟那个圣灵结的果子非常类似？
So you see all those descriptions all have to do with the fruit of the Spirit.
啊，圣灵会帮助我们。
And Holy Spirit will help us.
当我们在神的话语中成长的时候，
You will continue growing God's words.
我们就慢慢知道什么是讨神喜悦的生活。
We know what are the things that are pleasing God.
什么是讨神喜悦的德性。
And what are the virtues that are pleasing God.
好，当然基督徒也要有勇敢的心。
And so we need to be bold as well.
有些人抱怨说，好，这个弟兄来教会都被女性化了。
And so people complain when brothers come to church, they're being feminized.
They're being feminized.
Feminized.
As if all these qualities are, you know, female.
And we think those qualities are the more female characters.
好，而不是男性那种刚强啊，勇敢啊。
Not the masculine characters.
好，但事实上你看哈，圣经上伟大的人呢、啊。
And if you look in the Bible, those are great saints.
就像摩西
like a Moses.
他做了很伟大的事情
He did great things.
但是圣经最后的解释说他是什么
And what the Bible describes him?
说摩西是全世界最谦和的人
He's the most humble person.
好，耶稣自己也说我的心里柔和谦卑
And Jesus said, I'm humble.
因为我们做的是人的工作
Because what we do is we're serving people.
一个柔和谦卑的人怎么样？人家愿意去到他那里。
And a humble person that people are willing to come to you.
一个骄傲、自负、自满的人。
And someone who is very prideful,
比较
arrogant.
人比较不容易亲近。
And people do not want to get close to that person.
所以神盼望在我们身上看到这所有的德性。
And so God wants to see all those good virtues in us.
好，最后呢，希伯来书12章14节说。
So in Hebrew chapter 12, 14.
你们要追求与众人和睦。
Make every effort to live in peace with everyone.
并要追求圣洁。
And also to be holy.
非圣洁，没有人能见主。
Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
好，那所以我们要追求彼此和睦跟建立德性的事情。
So we need to make every effort to live in peace with everyone.
最后我们看看保罗的警告。
And lastly, we're going to see Paul's warning.
我们读一下哥林多前书第三章十六到十七节。
And let's read the first Corinthians chapter 3, 16 to 17.
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
So don't you know that yourself are God's temple, that God's spirit dwells in your midst?
若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人。
If anyone destroy God's temple, God will destroy that person.
因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
For God's temple is sacred, and you together are that temple.
这边保罗警戒、啊、
And Paul warned.
败坏教会。
And who corrupt the church?
教会包括你自己哈。
Including maybe yourself.
你包括你败坏你自己。
And maybe corrupting yourself.
这些人呢将受到上帝的刑罚。
And those people will face God's punishment.
我们晓得在美国这个所谓的基督教国家。
And so even the United States is a Christian country.
很多人呢对教会并不尊重。
And so many people do not respect churches.
而且越来越不尊重。
And is more and more disrespectful.
他们常常会说一些诋毁教会的话。
And they will be very, opposite of what church is teaching.
有时候也会来骗教会的钱。
And they will try to scam church.
有些人在教会里聚会呢。
And some people gather in the church.
满脑子想的是怎么作恶。
And actually think about evil things.
特别是关于男女关系这一方面，性方面的事情。
Especially talk about maybe sexual immorality.
甚至在教会里找出轨的对象。
And so even looking for the affair in the church.
Extramarital
affair.
他在找对象。
And looking for those people.
在中国教会里好像比较少听到这些事情。
And so it may be among Chinese churches that you hear less of those things.
但是在美国教会里我就常常听到这种事情。
But in American church, I hear those things very often.
这就是败坏的一种类型。
And this is the type of the corruption.
那假如一个基督徒
If one Christian,
他做了一个很不好的事情
and doing something not good
就像保罗在哥林多前书里面讲的。
And so it's just like a First Corinthian Paul has warned them.
就是有一个弟兄呢
，And one brother
娶了他的继母做太太
，And marry his stepmother.
保罗说要把这个人怎么样，赶出教会
，And need to remove this person from the church.
叫他的身体受撒旦的折磨
，And so that he can suffer from Satan.
但他的灵魂却是得救的。
But his spirit will be saved.
所以一个真正得救的人犯罪了，犯了。很坏很坏的罪。
And so someone who actually truly been saved that has committed a serious sin.
神会把他交给撒旦去折磨他。
And so God will let Satan to.
就像一个人很轻忽自己的救恩。
If we look very lightly about our salvation.
他开始吸毒。
And start using drugs.
酗酒。
And become an alcoholic.
好，过一个不正常的婚姻关系。
Have a not a normal marriage life.
他是在败坏自己的身体。
He's corrupt his own body.
他会比自己原来预定的时间更早去见上帝。
And then he's going to destroy his own body. He's facing the Lord.
所以这个败坏不单单是对教会本身群体的败坏。
And the corruption is not only to talk about is a community corruption.
也包括看低自己这个被赎回来的身份，开始败坏自己，会得到这样的后果。
And looking down our redeemed body that we corrupt our own body.
那圣经很清楚地提到败坏教会的几件事情哈。
And so in the Bible, talk about some of the things and talk about corruption in the church.
我们看一下箴言六章十六节到十九节。
And we look at the Proverbs chapter 16.
那这边有六件事情，总共七件事情呢，我们晓得是上帝所恨恶的。
And there's seven things that God hate.
就是高傲的眼。
And is that the prideful heart?
撒谎的舌。
And a haughty spirit.
撒谎的舌。
Oh, a
lying tongue.
A lying tongue.
流无辜人血的手。
And is the one who has
shed innocent blood.
Shed some innocent people's blood.
图谋恶计的心。
And have a prideful go before the destruction. A haughty spirit before fall.
Yeah, 飞跑行恶的脚。
And better to be lowly in spirit.
吐谎言的假见证。
And then give you the false testimony.
并弟兄中不散纷争的人。
And share the plunder among others.
好，所以这些神所不喜悦的，我们很清楚的知道，就不去做。
And those things that God does not like, we need to remind ourselves not to do it.
然后圣经提到，好，绊倒他人的人。
And we talk about people that stumble others.
特别是绊倒孩童的人。
And especially stumble the children.
都会受上帝严重的处罚。
And will suffer the severe punishment from the Lord.
好，圣经在加拉太书也提到教导异端的人。
And also talk about those heresies in the Bible.
保罗说：“哎呀，这些人是受咒诅的，他咒诅他们。
”And those are the one will be condemned.
好，或是来传别样福音的人。
And we'll talk about the different gospel.
好，保罗说这些人都是。应该受咒诅的。
And those will be condemned.
但是我刚刚提到一个例子，就是有人犯罪污秽圣殿的人。
And also those people defy the holy temple.
好，还有行淫乱的人。
And also the involved the engaging sexual immorality.
这些都是圣经所提到所谓的败坏。
And those are talk about the corruption.
当然，在神里面永远有赦免。好，假如人愿意悔改的话。
And so if we're willing to confess our sins, God will always forgive.
但就像耶稣对那个淫乱的妇人说。
And just God said to the adulterous woman.
说我也不定你的罪。
I do not condemn you.
有没有下一句话
？What is next?
下一句话说什么？以后不要再犯。
No longer sin.
Do not do this anymore.
Yeah.
但是有些新译本哈
，and some of the new translation
把后面这一句话拿掉了
，and remove this the later part，
就是我也不定你的罪
，I do not condemn
you， I do not condemn you either， 但是他把后面那句不要再犯罪给拿掉
，and then do not commit sin anymore。
那悔改是真的要 turn around 哈，真的要改变。
So true confession is that you truly need to turn around。
所以那些把教会放火烧了的人
For those people burn the churches
或是把牧师抓了放在监狱里的人
And jail those pastors
我们不要以为说他现在没有受到任何的审判
Don't think that there are no punishment among those people
甚至有意伤害基督徒的人
Or the people who hurt Christians
这些在神的记录里面都留下了
And God record those things.
好，那至于神怎么做他最后的判决哈
？And so, what is God's last punishment.
都是在他的手中，不在我们的手中。
In his hand, not in our hand.
好，那我现在做一个结论。
And let's conclude.
好，第一就是愿我们都渴慕成长，并参与教会的建造工程。
So we all long for growth and participate in the building of the church.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
好，第二呢？愿上帝帮助我们在教会肢体中留意彼此饶恕，相互建立。
So secondly is that may God help us be mindful of forgiving one another and building each one up with the body of the church.
那最后呢，用我们保守自己的身体，不沾染恶习。
May we keep our body free from bad habits and corruption.
不败坏身体。
And do not corrupt.
让上帝圣洁的荣耀在我们的生命中反射出来。
Allowing God's holy glory to be reflected in our lives.
好，现在就是很多基督徒呢，行为不检点。造成基督徒的名誉受损害。
Very often, because Christians do not watch our conduct, so our reputation has been ruined.
And Christ's reputation also.
Christ's reputation also been ruined.
Yeah. 好，那我们来做祷告。
And let's pray.
亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father,
谢谢你借着保罗把一个真实教会的建造告诉我们。
And through Paul, that truly teaches what is the church building the church.
我们感谢神
We want to thank you.
求主继续给我们一个渴慕的心
And give our longing heart.
让我们按着神的正道而行
And through your teaching that we do whatever is right.
使上帝在我们的身子上得着荣耀
And through our body, you will be glorified.
也在你因你的名所建造的教会里得到荣耀
Because your name said your church will be glorified.
我们感谢主
We want to thank you.
奉耶稣的名祷告
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.